So let's review. The Mishnah in the previous daf continues. Chalitza b'minal chalitza sekshera. A chalitza that was performed using a minal, a soft shoe, is effective. However, b'anpilya chalitza sepsula. A chalitza that was performed using anpilya, comparable to a sock, is not effective. B'sandal sheyesh li ekiv kasha. A chalitza that was performed using a sandal, a harder shoe, whose ekiv sole is intact, is effective. However, visha ain't like ekiv pasul. If the sole is missing, the chalitza is not effective. The Gemara addresses sandal uminal. Regarding sandal, both Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef said the name of Rav. Im yavei Eliyahu v'yomer ein chalitzin besandal, ein shayman loy shekfar nogua am besandal. If Eliyahu Navi were to state the chalitza cannot be performed using a sandal, his statement would not be accepted because it is already customary to use a sandal. Regarding minal, they have a machlokes. Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Rav. Im yav Eliyahu v'yomer chalitzin beminal, shayman loy. If Eliyahu Navi were to state the chalitza can be performed with a minal, his statement would be accepted. This indicates that until then, minal leketchila loy. We do not use a minal leketchila. Of course, but the Yavid Ksheir as taught in the Mishnah. Rav Yisav Amar Rav Kahana Amar Rav Im Yav Eliyahu V'yoyim Ein Chalitzin B'Minal Shoyim Eloi. If Eliyahu Navi were to state that Chalitza cannot be performed with a Minal, his statement would be accepted. This indicates that until then, we do use a Minal Liketchila. The Gemara cites a Braisa in which we also find this Machlekes whether we use a Minal Liketchila. The reason of the opinion that we do not use a Minal Liketchila is a Gzer D'Rabbanan Mishum Minal Merupat Inami Mishum Chatzi Minal, because of a torn minal or half a minal, which is possible by the yavid, because it's not considered a shoe at all. This gezer applies only to a minal which is made of soft leather and can be worn even when torn. Therefore, Chazal prohibited the use of any type of minal leketchila to prevent one from using a minal merupet. However, this gezer does not apply to a sandal which is made of hard leather and cannot be worn when torn. The Gemara proceeds to teach three rulings of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, for which it gives a simon hataras yavama sandal. I'm reviewing the Merav. Hataras yavama l'shok b'shmitas rev ha'ekev. Chalitza is effective in permitting the yavama to remarry, even if she only removed the shoe from the majority of his heel, even though the shoe still covers the rest of his foot. The Gemara asks from a braisa which states, hutru ritzuois minal v'sandal. If the laces of the minal v'sandal were already untied before the yavama removed it, or the Yavim removed the shoe from the majority of his foot, and the Yavam removed the shoe from the remaining part of his foot, chalitza sepsula, the chalitza is not effective. The Gemara points out that it seems that shamat hu chalitza sepsula. It is because he removed the shoe that the chalitza is not effective. But shamta hi chalitza sekshera, if she removes the shoe from the majority of his foot, the chalitza is effective. However, the Braisa uses the term Rav HaRegel, which implies Rav HaRegel in Rav HaEkev Loi. Chalitza requires the shoe to be removed from the majority of the foot, and removal from the majority of the heel is not sufficient. The Gemara answers Loi. Hainu Rav HaRegel, Hainu Rav HaEkev. V'amai karo le Rav HaRegel. Dekula chayla dekaro le adachas. Actually, Rav HaEkev is sufficient, because Rav HaEkev is considered Rav HaRegel, the majority of the foot, since most of the person's weight is supported by the heel. Regarding untying the shoelaces, Rabbiani elaborates, Bein shehitir hu v'shamta hi, Bein shehitir hi v'shamat hu, Chalitza sepsula, Achetater hi v'tashmat hi. The Yavama must do both acts. She must untie the laces, and she must remove the shoe. If the Yavam did one of these acts, the Chalitza is not effective. Rabbiani asks, Kerasuhu mahu, Surafsuhu mahu. If instead of removing the shoe, the Yavama tore or burned the shoe off his foot, Geludye karabinan vo'ika, is the primary requirement of chalitza to reveal his foot, which in this case has been achieved, therefore these chalitzas are effective? Oidilma chalitza bi'inan v'leko, or the primary requirement of chalitza is to remove the shoe, which in this case has not been achieved. Therefore, these chalitzas are not effective. Takeaway. The question remains unresolved. And the Chemi poses the same question in reverse, in a different situation. Shnei minolim zeh al gav zeh. The Yavim is wearing two shoes, one above the other. The Gemara explains, D'shalafte li loy v'koy tatoy. Removing the outer shoe, while the inner shoe remains, it's not a question, it's certainly possible, because the Pasuk states, V'chaltzana li me'al ragloy. she removes his shoe from above his foot, veloy me'al de'me'al. The outer shoe is above the inner shoe, which is above his foot. The question is, dikarase li'iloi v'shalafte l'tatoi v'koyiloi. She tore the outer shoe and removed the inner shoe entirely, while the outer shoe remained on his foot. Chalitza be'inan vo'ika. Is the primary requirement of chalitza to remove the shoe, which in this case has been achieved? Therefore, this chalitza is effective. Or the primary requirement of chalitza is to reveal his foot, which in this case has not been achieved. Therefore, this chalitza is not effective. The Gemara next cites the second teaching of Rabbi Yehuda Merav. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Merav. Yevama shehagdilo ben ha'achen muteris linasi lechem na'achen. A Yevama who grew up with the brothers, the Yevamim, is permitted for Yibam. Ve'en cheshin shem acholtza sam de la'achemen. We're not concerned that she may have once removed one of the brother's shoes, which would be an inadvertent chalitza. The Gemara points out, Hochazin l'chashinan. This implies that if we know that she once did remove his shoe, although there were no intentions for chalitza, the chalitza is effective, and she is then forbidden to marry any one of the brothers because of kivin shulei bona shuv layivna. Once one brother did chalitza with one of the Yavamas, neither he nor his brothers may marry the Yavama or any of the other wives. The Gemara asks from a brisa which states, "Bein sheniskaven hu v'lo niskaven he, bein sheniskaven he v'lo niskaven hu, chalitzas psula. Ah, sheniskaven shneim keachad. Both must have intention for the purpose of chalitza. If so, even chazinan loy chashinan." The Gemara offers two answers. Ein cheshin means afagaf de chazinan ein cheshin shemekivno. Even if she was seen removing his shoe, there's no concern that they had intentions for chalitza. Therefore, she is permitted for Yibam. Hanmi lilishtarui la'alma. Kafan is only required for the chalitza to be effective in allowing the Yavama to remarry. However, li'achen mifsala, a chalitza even without kafan is effective in disqualifying her for Yibam. The third teaching of Rabbi Yehuda Merav. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Merav. Sandal ha'tofer bepishton in cholzenboy, shenema ve'analech tachash. This teaches that the shoe of chalitza must be of leather. The Gemara continues with Rav Kahana explaining that the word chalitza means mishlaf, to remove, as the pasuk states, v'choltzu es ha'avonim asher b'hen ha'nega, they shall remove the stones with the nega. So to the pasuk, v'choltzu na'al ma'ragloi means that she shall remove his shoe from his foot. Ve'ema zruzehi. The Gemara cites several pasukim in which the word chalitza means to prepare and support, which in our case would mean to put the shoe onto his foot, and concludes, mash mahochi or mash mahochi. The word chalitza can take on both meanings. However, the words me'al ragloi mean from his foot. Therefore, v'choltza na'al ma'ragloi must mean that she shall remove his shoe from his foot. The Gemara continues explaining the Mishnah which taught, bampilya chalitza sabsula. A chalitza that was performed using an ampilya, comparable to a sock, is not effective because it's not considered a shoe. The Gemara cites a brisa regarding Yom Kippur. Echad minol v'sandal d'ampilya lo yitayl ben. One may not walk in an ampilya on Yom Kippur. Apparently, it is considered a shoe. Amar Rabba lo kasha. Kam b'ampilya shel or, kam b'ampilya shel baget. It depends whether it's made of leather or cloth. The Gemara then cites a brisa which discusses many halachas of chalitza, among which it teaches, chaltze b'kav hakiteya chalitzasik shera. As he rules, hakiteya yitze b'kav shloi, an amputee may wear it on Shabbos. Remeo holds that the shoe of chalitza does not have to be leather. However, he agrees that ampil yishal beged is not valid for chalitza because haimegin v'haylui megin. The kav hakiteya protects the foot, but ampil yishal beged does not protect the foot. The Gemara next daf continues to explain the Mishnah.